Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Saturday, April 19, 2025.
Modi and Musk discuss tech collaboration. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi recently had an exciting discussion with Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, about teaming up in technology and innovation. This conversation built on their earlier meeting in Washington, D.C. Modi emphasized how important partnerships in tech are for boosting India's financial growth and highlighted the country's commitment to progress. This dialogue shows ongoing efforts to strengthen ties between India and influential tech leaders, which could reshape the global tech scene. As India focuses on innovation, these collaborations could play a vital role in its tech future. What could this mean for our everyday lives?
China's response to U.S. trade policies. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi recently criticized U.S. trade policies, calling them one-sided intimidation that threatens international rules. He urged nations from the global south to unite against these actions. This comes after President Donald Trump announced steep tariffs, including a staggering 145% on Chinese imports, straining trade relations. Vietnam and Cambodia are also facing high tariffs of 46% and 49%. In response, China is actively advocating for a fairer trading system and plans to hold an informal United Nations Security Council meeting on April 23, 2025, in New York, inviting all 193 UN member states to discuss the impact of these tariffs. These ongoing trade conflicts could lead to higher prices for consumers and businesses worldwide.
Senator Van Hollen meets wrongfully deported Salvadoran. U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen recently met Kilmer Abrego Garcia, a 29-year-old man from El Salvador who was unjustly deported from Maryland due to a mistake by the government. Garcia was one of over 200 individuals affected by a crackdown on undocumented migrants initiated by the Trump administration, which has faced heavy criticism for its strict immigration policies. His case gained attention after Justice Department lawyers admitted the error, raising serious concerns about fair treatment in the legal system. During their meeting, Van Hollen shared a photo on social media, expressing his support for Garcia and his family, and mentioned that he had spoken with Garcia's wife, Jennifer, to convey his message of love. The meeting also drew a response from El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele, who commented on social media about Garcia's situation. Recently, the U.S. Appeals Court criticized how the government handled Garcia's case, emphasizing the urgent need for fair legal processes. This incident highlights the complexities of immigration law and the personal stories behind deportation cases, sparking ongoing discussions about immigration reform.
White House promotes lab leak theory on new website. The White House has unveiled a new website that supports the lab leak theory as the origin of COVID-19, replacing the previous COVID.gov site that offered crucial pandemic resources. This theory claims the virus came from a laboratory in Wuhan, China, rather than from natural sources. This change follows a December 2022 report from a Republican committee suggesting COVID likely emerged from a lab accident, while House Democrats argued it may have spilled over from animals to humans. Dr. Anthony Fauci, former director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, remains a central figure in this debate, facing criticism from conservatives and supporters of former President Donald Trump. Many scientists still believe the natural spillover theory is more credible, with a recent survey showing a consensus in favor of this view. Meanwhile, significant cuts to COVID funding, including $11.4 billion from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, have raised concerns about public health initiatives.
U.S. visa restrictions on Nicaraguan officials. On April 18, 2025, the United States took a strong stand by imposing visa restrictions on over 250 officials from the Nicaraguan government, led by President Daniel Ortega. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio highlighted that these actions are a response to grave human rights abuses committed by Ortega's administration. The United Nations has described the situation in Nicaragua as organized oppression, with Ortega and his wife, Rosario Murillo, accused of weakening democratic institutions. This move follows a history of unrest, including mass protests in 2018 that led to over 350 deaths due to forceful government crackdowns. With this latest action, The U.S. has now limited visas for more than 2,000 officials linked to Ortega and Murillo's regime. This decision underscores the U.S. commitment to addressing human rights violations and may further alienate the Nicaraguan government on the global stage.
Russian missile attack in Kharkiv, Ukraine. A missile attack by the Russian military hit Kharkiv, Ukraine, on April 18, 2025, resulting in one death and over 100 injuries, including 9 children. The strike occurred around 6:05 a.m. on Good Friday, prompting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to condemn the violence, stating that Russia began the day with missiles that harmed civilians and damaged cities. Mayor Ira Terekhov reported extensive destruction, affecting 21 apartment buildings, 2 schools, and a children's arts center, with thousands of windows shattered. Local resident Inna, KHRYSTYCH, described the chaos, saying everything flew around as windows broke. Andriy Ponomarenko recounted how he and his wife rushed to find their daughter amid the smoke and debris. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha confirmed that Russia launched 4 missiles, 3 of which were equipped with cluster warheads, raising serious concerns about civilian safety. This attack is part of the ongoing conflict that escalated in 2014 with Russia's annexation of Crimea, and the international community continues to emphasize the urgent need for humanitarian aid for those affected.
Concerns over Chess Journal's editorial practices. U.S. Attorney Ed Martin has raised serious questions about the editorial practices of the Chess Journal, a leading publication in pulmonary, critical care, and sleep medicine. In a letter dated April 18, 2025, he expressed worries about how the journal handles misinformation and whether it represents different opinions fairly. This has sparked backlash from advocates of the First Amendment and scientists who fear it could threaten academic freedom. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, or FIRE, criticized Martin's actions, noting it's unusual for a U.S. attorney to target a publication in Illinois. Dr. Eric Reinhardt, a political anthropologist, condemned the letter on social media, calling it an intimidation tactic. Meanwhile, Laura DeMossi from the American College of Chest Physicians confirmed that the organization received the letter, which was shared online, without their consent. This situation unfolds against a backdrop of funding cuts to federal science and medical organizations during the Trump administration, raising concerns about government oversight in academic matters and its potential to stifle scientific research.
Trial of Ekrem Imamoglu's supporters in Turkey. A trial has started in Istanbul for 189 people, including students and journalists, accused of participating in banned protests against the Turkish government. These protests erupted after the arrest of Ekrem Imamoglu, the opposition mayor of Istanbul, on March 19, 2023, facing corruption charges seen as politically driven. Among those on trial is 23-year-old Darren Dogukas, a student from Istanbul University, who was taken from her home and spent 18 days in Silivri prison before her release. Her detention sparked significant public reaction, with supporters holding daily vigils outside the prison. Avni Gundogan, the father of another defendant, joined hundreds of supporters outside the courthouse, calling for all charges against the students to be dropped. He stressed that they were exercising their rights through peaceful protests. This trial underscores the growing tensions in Turkey's political landscape, where President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government faces mounting criticism for its treatment of dissent and the independence of the judiciary.
Mark Carney on China's threat to Canada. Mark Carney, the Prime Minister of Canada, has raised serious concerns about China's growing threat of foreign interference as the country approaches its election on April 28, 2025. He described China as a major geopolitical challenge, especially with rising tensions in the Arctic. During a news conference in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Carney stressed the importance of Canada countering this interference and criticized China's alliance with Russia over the Ukraine conflict, calling it a broader threat to Asia and Taiwan. As the leader of the Liberal Party, which is currently leading in the polls, he acknowledged the complexities of Canada's political landscape, including ongoing trade tensions with the United States. Carney made it clear that Canada would not retaliate against U.S. tariffs on Canadian goods like automobiles and steel. He also pointed out opportunities for Canada to build partnerships beyond the U.S. and China, mentioning potential collaborations in Europe, ASEAN, and Mercosur. His remarks highlight the urgent need to address foreign interference and its implications for national security as the election draws near.
Market turmoil from new tariffs. On April 18, 2025, President Donald Trump announced new tariffs that shook global markets, particularly in technology. In response, Silicon Valley's Silver Lake Partners adjusted its strategy for a $4.46 billion purchase of Intel's Altera chip business, deferring $1 billion of the deal due to market uncertainty. Mergers and acquisitions took a significant hit, dropping by 29% in early April to just $98 billion. Global Payments, a financial tech company, was on the verge of finalizing a $24.3 billion deal when the tariffs were revealed, leading to a nearly 15% drop in its shares over 2 days. Despite trading in the low $ADS, executives decided to uphold the company's pre-tariff share price of $97. This situation underscores the tough challenges companies face in navigating the new economic landscape created by these tariffs.
Trump's scrutiny of advocacy groups. President Donald Trump is taking aim at the tax-exempt status of various advocacy groups in the United States, specifically targeting Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CRU. He claims these organizations misuse their tax-free status for political gain, stating, "It's supposed to be a charitable organization. The only charity they had is going after Donald Trump." This move could spell trouble for nonprofits that rely heavily on donations. The announcement comes amid rising tensions with institutions like Harvard University, which faces a potential $2 billion federal funding freeze for not meeting Trump's demands. Meanwhile, five major law firms have promised hundreds of millions of dollars in free legal help to avoid sanctions from the administration. As Earth Day approaches on April 22, 2025, concerns grow that Trump may escalate actions against environmental advocacy groups. These developments could threaten the ability of these organizations to operate effectively, raising important questions about the future of democracy and civil society.
Judge rules on transgender passport policy. U.S. District Judge Julia Kobach has declared that the Trump administration's passport policy, which denies passports that reflect the gender identities of transgender and non-binary individuals, is likely against the Constitution. This ruling comes after a lawsuit from seven individuals challenging the policy. Judge Kobach issued a temporary order allowing six plaintiffs to obtain passports that align with their gender identities, though she did not block the policy nationwide. This decision shines a light on the ongoing fight for transgender rights and emphasizes the importance of fairness laws under the U.S. Constitution. What could this mean for the future of equality in America? That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.